Even though today is the feast of Christ the King, the readings come from the 22nd Sunday after Pentecost. Therefore, the epistle appointed to be read for this, the 22nd Sunday after Pentecost, is taken from St. Paul's epistle to the Philippians. Brethren, I am convinced in the Lord Jesus that he who has begun a good work in you will bring it to perfection until the day of Christ Jesus. And I have the right to feel so about you all, because I have you in my heart, all of you, alike in my chains and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel as sharers in my joy. For God is my witness how I long for you all in the heart of Christ Jesus. And this I pray, that your charity may more and more abound in knowledge and all discernment, so that you may approve the better things, that you may be upright and without offense unto the day of Christ, filled with the fruit of justice through Jesus Christ, to the glory and praise of God and the Holy Gospel. Is taken from St. Matthew. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. At that time, the Pharisees went and took counsel how they might trap Jesus in his talk. And they sent to him their disciples with the Herodians, saying, Master, we know that thou art truthful, and that thou teachest the way of God in truth, and that thou carest not for any man, for thou dost not regard the person of men. Tell us, therefore, what dost thou think? Is it lawful to give tribute to Caesar or not? But Jesus, knowing their wickedness, said, Why do you test me, you hypocrites? Show me the coin of the tribute. So they offered him a denarius. Then Jesus said to them, Whose are the image and the inscription? And they said to him, Caesar's. Then he said to them, Render therefore to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's. Thus for this Sunday's Holy Gospel. My beloved people, mainly this morning, I will restrict myself to certain points in the bulletin, and with perhaps a couple of remarks concerning the wonderful feast that we are celebrating this day. We will, right after Mass is over, we will have benediction. After the O Salutaris and benediction, we will have the act of consecration and the litany of the Sacred Heart. Then we will conclude with the Tantum Mergo, as always, in benediction, and benediction will then take place. Tomorrow is the first day of November, and of course is the Feast of All Saints, and is a holy day of obligation. And we must attend Mass, that's the rule. Whenever this is not at all possible, then of course we have to do what we have to do. And Masses in this church tomorrow will be at 6 in the morning, at 8 in the morning, and 7 in the evening. So try your best to be here. If, of course, you cannot, because of distance or whatever the other reasons, lawful and legitimate reasons may be, of course, then I would hope that you will spend at least an hour in your homes reading, saying your prayers, and spending time thinking and adoring Almighty God in His holy saints. Tomorrow is a very large feast. Today is a very large feast. And the two sometimes come together, and we do the best we can when that happens. You see now why we are, and in our bulletins, we are leading up to the formation of our home altars, our monastic home altars and home chapels. I will certainly say this again in the future. The bulletins in this regard, in this instruction that has been going on for the past several, many weeks, is not intended primarily for us. You have a church, my beloved people. We have a church. These bulletins are sent out all over the country. And these instructions are for the benefit of those poor, isolated, sick, elderly, confined people that are located heaven knows where. These people have to have some word of encouragement, some word of consolation. And so the bulletins are primarily, actually more for their benefit than these bulletins are for you in this case, or for us here. We must pray for these people. They have no priest. They have no mass. They have no church. They have nothing. And do we think for one unguarded moment, or can we think for one unguarded moment, that Almighty God is going to turn His face away from them? My priesthood will not let me think that. And that is that. My beloved people, we are in a state of destitution, and you know it. And because we are in such a state, we have to do what we have to do. And that is that. And so we must pray. And on this the day, which is the feast of Christ the King, all kings on earth must bow their heads to this King. My beloved people, may I ask the question, how many kings on earth are at this moment bowing their heads to this King? May I carry it a moment further? How many people on earth at this moment are bowing their heads to this King? And so here we are. Now I ask a big question. Those of us who do bow our heads to this King, Does this put us a cut above? The others. Our Lord Himself said, and we can apply this, let him who is without sin cast the first stone. So therefore, my beloved people, we dare not, even in our guarded position, we dare not cast judgment upon those unfortunate people. Remember, it was said, the prayer it was given to us by the angel himself to one of the chosen ones of God. Our prayer must be, I do believe, I do love, I do hope, I do adore. Now comes the second part, which is very important. Lord, have mercy on all those who do not believe, who do not hope, who do not love, who do not adore. That is where we are. That is our position, and that is to pray. Prayer, when I say our, I mean us and I mean you. Our, it is our position to pray. We have control over nothing. And remember that I have said, and some have objected to this, but that's too bad. That I am nothing, and that you, my precious people, likewise, are nothing. And it is our nothingness that has to be manifested this very day, today, in front of the Blessed Sacrament in a few minutes. You and I are nothing. And let us not ever forget that, my beloved people. Therefore, tomorrow is the Feast of All Saints. The next day, Tuesday, is the commemoration of all the souls in purgatory. My beloved people, everything we do that is meritorious for us must be done for the souls in purgatory. We must give it away. The heroic act is in today's bulletin. I strongly recommend that you make that heroic act. Save nothing for yourselves. Nothing, 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 nothing for yourselves. And if you do, make that act as is pointed out in today's bulletin, you can gain a plenary indulgence simply by attending Mass anytime, any place, provided, of course, the other requirements are fulfilled, which you know what they are. Every time you gain a plenary indulgence automatically, to be applied, of course, to the souls in purgatory. My beloved people, we cannot afford to ignore the souls in purgatory. Absolutely not. Beginning tomorrow at noon and ending at midnight on Tuesday, we have and we can gain what are called the totius quotius indulgences. It's unfortunate that we don't hear too much about these things, even from better places. Totius quotius, translated into our language, simply means as many times as. That's all it means. That's where the little place in our home, our altar, our chapel, our church comes in handy. I dare anybody, I don't care how many degrees he's got behind his name, I dare anybody to contradict me in this regard, because I have no degree behind my name. But I hope that as I speak, I have the love of God behind it. And this is what I say. Use your little chapels. Go into your area of the chapel. Say the five Our Fathers, the five Hail Marys, and the five Glory Be to the Fathers for the poor souls in purgatory, adding one Our Father, one Hail Mary, and one Glory Be to the Father, according to the specified intentions of the Pope. Now, there are those that might find this difficult to do. Well, that's possible. But if we want to gain the plenary indulgence, we have to follow the instruction. I think that's simple enough. And anything that needs to be corrected aside from that, my beloved people, let us leave it in the hands of God, who sees all and knows all. And that gives me, you, us, the liberty to act in all things. So totius quotius, as many times, but you go into your little area, you leave your area, you come back to your area, back and forth each time. And each time you do that, you gain a plenary indulgence for the souls in purgatory. If you make 100 visits tomorrow, you gain 100 plenary indulgences. That's the law. That's the way it has always been. And when we had churches, there was a constant flow of people in and out of the chapels. Those churches are not there anymore. What are you going to do? We do the best we can. And we're doing our part. To the nth degree, we're doing our part. Now the rest of this is in your hands, God. And you have to do the rest. So the heroic act of charity and the totius quotius indulgences tomorrow. I strongly recommend those items. They are in today. Everything is in today's bulletin. Likewise, it may be early, which for us here it is early, but for the sake of the people at the chapel in Montgomery, we had to do this because next week we go to Montgomery, and the Advent readings are included in today's bulletin. So, my beloved people, you know, of course, about the Advent readings. And I encourage this, and I encourage this that this be done in the proper fashion, in the proper way, in the best place suitable for all the community coming together. And the one who is supposed to do the reading is the father of the family. And he is to do it in a way that everybody can understand it. These readings are not to be done by the littlest children to see how well they can read or how capable they are of pronouncing the words. These readings are serious, they're spiritual, and must be treated so. So the father of the family, in his absence, when he's not there, the mother. The mother does it, of the family. Our religion is serious, my dearest people, and we must take it seriously in all areas, in all respects. So, with that, on this feast that belongs to us, may Christ be King. In every heart that's in this house. And in order for him to be King in my heart and in any heart that's in this house, we have to declare that we are nothing, nothing at all. Please kneel.